For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
This is my favorite show of the year. This show right here, today. Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday. It's Ruskin and Zach Show. Ruskin on his honeymoon. Hopefully not listening today. Hopefully out doing, you know, honeymoon-type stuff. But as I mentioned, this is my favorite show of the year because we have a man who should be in the Greenwood Hall of Fame. Is not. A 1986 Mime State Champion and the only coach in America that's ever kicked Kelsey Plum out of a practice. Mike Neighbors, how are you, sir?
All true statements.
All true statements. I did a lot of research on you today.
Apparently.
You may feel violated by the time apparently. This is done, but I read about 10 different articles on you, learned some stuff today.
Wow.
And we're gonna spend some time today. We're going to talk some hoops, some other stuff. And DQ is here.
Hi.
Rested and ready to go, as
yes.
ever. DQ has been battling the sleepies today. She's a little worn down.
Okay, is that from the reception?
No, it's... No. It's worn off. That's worn off by now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She just doesn't go to bed at a proper time. And then, you know, mornings really aren't her friend. So,
okay.
So still not a member of the Greenwood Hall of Fame. No sign welcoming you. I was in Greenwood two weeks ago. No sign welcoming you in with, you know, home of Coach Mike Neighbors.
Yeah. I hope you're not holding your breath. None of my family.
We don't
have a Hall of Fame. Greenwood doesn't have
one. You have to have a Hall of Honor.
We do not. We've talked about, some of my friends have talked about getting that thing going, but we don't have one of those.
I mean, we got to, at least in the fine arts wing, we've got to hang a state championship banner.
Well, I don't think they make those for forensics.
Well, we can get one made.
Try, yeah.
I mean, we can get one made. Very nice.
Well, apparently, yeah, we can get one made like that up there you have hanging in here.
Yeah, this, I'm going for kind of a Boston Garden motif in here where we're hanging things from the from the ceiling, and that's kind of how we're going for it. You know, but this is what. I keep telling everybody, you know, Tommy came in here and said it looks like a yard sale in here. And I'm like, that's exactly the look that we're looking for. I want it to look like it's, you know, I'll put little pink stickers on it. We'll make it look like a yard sale.
Yeah, it looks more like a vintage store booth.
Right, exactly.
That's a better.
If you need a bottle of holy water, Abner sent us some of that.
I see that. There's a lot of stuff in here I'd buy.
Yeah.
You could have a good little
sale
if you put some prices on
it. It's comfortable in here. Yeah. It belies the rest of the building, which, you know, looks like a war zone. We're going to talk about, we got a lot of things we got to get into. As I mentioned, I read a bunch of articles on you today, picked up some stuff that they didn't know about. We're going to talk about, Rory McIlroy, because I really want to get your perspective on Rory and his exit from the U.S. Open and leaving without talking to the media and all of this stuff. There are a lot of people up in arms in that. I'm not one of those people, but, I want to get your perspective on that. But last night, I guess we start with the major news, Jordan Walsh, Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Get it done. He becomes, and Hacker just sent me the list here. Let me make sure I get this right. He becomes the seventh Arkansas Razorback with a world championship ring.
Okay.
Scott Hastings, friend of the show. Darrell Walker, Joe Klein, friend of the show. Corliss, Bobby Portis, Moses Moody, and now Jordan Walsh.
Yeah.
All NBA champions.
Well, they did it in convincing style, too.
Yeah, there's, you know, the running thread today is that it was a completely non-competitive NBA Finals. It was not interesting. Depends on, now as a basketball aficionado, I mean, you appreciate good play.
Yeah, it's hard when it does not go to Game 7 like everybody wants it to and build the excitement up. But as far as quality of play, I mean, you had on both sides of the ball last night to see the job they did on Luka.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that because I have some questions about the European style of basketball and how it's infiltrated.
It's here.
Yeah, and it's a completely different world. If you have any questions, comments, call or text 866-285-4005. Weston Springdale has texted in, love me some names.
That's
That's your nickname around here.
Okay.
B.E. has texted in, a mime is a terrible thing to waste.
He's right.
Megan from Fort Smith, a Greenwood Bulldog, happy to have you alongside. Texter of the 479 calls you the most interesting man in Arkansas.
That's a stretch, but we need to have that person meet some more people. But
DQ, we need to get him and Brett Good in a room together.
I've been in the room with Brett before.
We want to record.
Recorded. Okay.
Yeah, we want to record it because Brett doesn't think the Titanic sank. I figure between the two of you, we could burn 3, 4, 5 hours
just on some theories.
And we're gonna talk Mina Airport later.
Ooh. Fun.
I know. I've waited for 2 years to talk to you about the Mina Airport.
Okay.
So that's kind of the layout today. Not a whole lot going on. Again, 866-285-4005 is the question. But I want to ask you a little bit about the European style of basketball and Luka and Nikola Jokic and all these guys. It's a different style than what we've seen coming through. And it's certainly infiltrated. I know they were poking holes in Luka's defense, but you can almost put up with that because he can get you a 50 spot.
Yeah, and you've seen it coming for a long time. You can go back in some of the conversations that we've seen when we go watch these international games. You've seen it coming for a number of years. And we had a foreign trip last summer when we went to took our team over. And we started.
You called us from Croatia.
I did call you from Croatia.
Yeah, called us from Croatia.
We did do that from up there. So, you know, if you put an all-star team together of non-American-born players, giving them Canada, giving them Greece, giving them – you could pretty much put together a pretty compelling
super team,
a pretty compelling all-star game for sure. But no, I think it's coming. The game has grown worldwide. It's been years coming. And
so tell me what the difference is. What if I say the European style versus, I mean, the big doesn't exist in America anymore.
Yeah, it still does there. The physicality is, I'm telling you, the physicality in the, in FIBA basketball is another level. And you don't necessarily appreciate it when you're watching it on TV, but if you ever go to a live game and you see how much contact is not called, but the FIBA game is very much physical. I mean, there's not much called hand checking. There's not much called freedom of movement like we like to see. So you run into that when you start to play against international teams and in international competitions. But I do think the skill development, just the way they go about doing it, their systems are set up differently than ours. We start teaching young kids to start playing exorbitant number of games, as you well know, at a very young age, where they don't even start until a certain age. It's a lot of skill development. So I think that's why you're seeing highly skilled players come from the international scene at the highest level, which is the NBA right now. But it's certainly coming even to college basketball and women's college basketball.
You know, and you say the European style. First name that pops into my head is Tony Kukoc.
Yeah.
And the 6'11", 6'10" guy that can step out, hit the three, or, you know, give you a little shot fake and then drive right by you. But you're telling me the physicality is really the difference.
It is, and it's physicality on the perimeter, not necessarily around the basket. You know, when you hear the term physicality, people think you're just immediately are talking about around the basket. It's the move that you're trying to make to get open at the 28-foot line. They allow a lot more contact, which means you have to be a lot more efficient with your fundamentals. And you have to be a lot more athletic than sometimes we give somebody like Luka being or Joker being. But it is fun to see because it is a worldwide game and it's bringing the best together. But it is when you see the two styles clash like they did last night, you know, you had Holiday up in and you had Jaylen Brown defending at a level that they don't defend all year long. That's what I love about the playoffs. Those guys weren't doing that on game 7 or game 8 or 9 of the season. They do it in game 7 of the series. So it's a fun – I love watching the NBA in the finals. I don't like watching it much other times, but once it gets to the conference finals, you start to see some teams that really are dialed into trying to win.
Yeah, it's a completely different game when you get to the finals. It used to be, you know, when Shaq was playing, you just drop it down to Shaq on the block and let him overpower somebody. Mm-hmm. And if you double, then you kick it back out. But now it's this free flowing movement around the perimeter. Look, as soon as you get a foot, you're open.
Oh, yeah.
And that's maybe the biggest change that we've noticed over the last couple of years is that, I mean, if you give anybody any room, they're open and they can hit it.
Yeah, and the number of shots they make is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's Porzingis hitting from, you know, 28 feet with a guy in his face, or what we would consider a guy in his face, and he doesn't even it doesn't even faze him.
And people coming off the bench that hadn't played, and their first three shots are made threes.
Yeah.
But when you see the workouts and the number of shots that they make in a game, hard shots, and how hard those shots actually are, it gets lost a little bit sometimes. But it is an incredibly high level of skill that it takes to do what those guys are doing.
Coach Mike Nabors is with us, risking his career, his certain Nobel Prize, all the other awards by hanging out with us today. You got a question, basketball or otherwise, 866-285-4005 is the number. We're going to talk to Rory McIlroy coming up. We're going to get into some of his lists. And I read a fascinating story today about your grandfather.
Oh,
Papa Nabors.
Papa Nabors.
Yeah, and that, to me... That was the best read I had all day. It's incredible. We'll talk about that. Plus, we've got DQ is here. CD is here. Everybody but Ruskin, who's in Canada.
And hopefully not listening like yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know.
When y'all said he was streaming in, I thought, whatever.
Shouldn't you be doing like
100? I didn't want to say.
We'll be right back. It's Ruskin and Zach Show. It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. Welcome to the entertaining portion of the broadcast day. This is Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas and streaming on HitThatLine.com.
Your news is brought to you by the good chair because I had to have a place to sit. Get the good chair only at the stadium shop. Stop by and tell Robert Joe Bonamassa sucks and you want a seat in the good chair. Arkansas sophomore Jason Jones. Baseball players decided to enter the NCAA's transfer portal, started 18 games in right field for the Hogs this past year, was rated the number 8 high school baseball recruit by Baseball America in the class of 2022. It's 14 for 72 with 4 home runs, 3 doubles, and 17 RBIs. Boston Celtics are NBA champions for the 18th time in franchise history. Jaylen Brown, he's your MVP. He will be known as an ACC legend because he went to Cal and they're now in the ACC.
That's what they said.
Celtics knocked off the Dallas Mavericks in 5 games. Good news for me, Anthony Rizzo, out 4 to 6 weeks after tests revealed a fracture of the radial neck in his right arm. Don't know what that is. Gerrit Cole's back for the Yankees. Boo. He'll start against the Orioles on Wednesday. And Mookie Betts went on the injured list, took a 97-mile-per-hour fastball to his hand. DQ. All right, now don't get nervous.
Okay.
It's just Coach Nabors.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls. When counting with your this one was submitted by a texter. When counting with your finger, do you start with your index finger or your thumb?
You want my answer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thumb. I'm on the thumb.
You're a thumb guy. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody 23% of people said thumb.
These psychopaths that said they start with their pinky.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not, no.
My fingers can't even...
Yeah, it doesn't work
move
that
like
way.
That.
I'm a thumb guy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a thumb guy.
76% of people are like me and use their index finger first.
When do you get to the thumb? Four, five.
I've seen people do that.
The thumb is the fifth one.
All right, whatever.
That's a good poll, though.
Do you like sparkling water?
No.
See, no?
Greenwood Zone right there.
I think
there.
This is it's a really popular drink right now.
Is it?
In your house.
No, well, yes, in my house, but I don't like it. But LaCroix is everywhere.
It is, and it's disgusting.
72% of people said no. 27% of people said yes, they do. Have you ever filled up a stamp or a punch card, whatever you want to call it?
Oh, yeah. The video store days.
Oh, yeah. Video store punch cards were a big deal.
That was a big deal. Like, if you could get somebody to double punch.
Yeah, you knew somebody on the inside.
You knew somebody on the inside. Because we had punch cards at Blockbuster for a while when I ran the one down on College Avenue.
Wait a minute. You ran the Blockbuster on College?
General manager.
What year?
It'd been 91, 92. I was the GM. We built it.
Yeah, I got a couple fines I'd like to talk to you about that I didn't deserve.
No problem. I promise you did. We did not take. We were not big on the rewind fees, but hey, if you had that movie out, it was costing bread on somebody's table, man. You had to pay that fine. But
I paid the fine.
It was always the hardest thing to do when somebody would check out at your terminal and they had a fine. Like, how am I going to bring up this late fee? Like, hey, I know you really want to watch Pretty Woman tonight.
General Manager, a Blockbuster.
Yes, I think you said that before.
The one across from Fiesta Square.
It was the only
Blockbuster in town.
Well, the second one, the franchisee built the second one out there, but I was the I worked my way up from a shift manager to GM. I took a year off of school to run it.
If you have a complaint about your late fee at Blockbuster, 866-285-4005, we'll get it back. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, 31% of people are like me and say no, they always lose their stamp card. And our last one, which was put up by Zach.
I love it. Now, DQ and I are fighting over this.
And I'm winning.
You're winning completely. With them.
What is the superior pencil sharpener? The handheld, the electric, or the one on the wall? In a classroom.
You mean like you're calling this the handheld?
Yeah,
like
the one that you buy,
it's like you keep it in a pencil bag.
One on the wall.
The one on the wall is superior and it's almost always perfect. The electric one always has flaws.
Are you talking about for the quality of the point?
The quality of the point.
Oh. I don't know. Probably the electric when it comes to that.
Thank you.
Because it's more precise.
That is correct.
No,
my answer was based on going. We used to have to raise our hand to go to the pencil sharpener, so that was your time to get out of your seat. So that's why I'm telling you.
When you were in grade school, if you had to go to the restroom, did you have to raise one finger or two?
No.
And no?
No.
Oh, all right.
That must have been something y'all did up here.
That was just us.
Was just y'all.
No. All right, fine.
But we did have to.
There was a tie. You hold up three fingers.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And those are your Ruskin and Tag X polls. Go touch grass.
Yeah, we're asking people to go touch grass this summer.
Yeah, they
should. Get out a little more.
Get outside a little bit.
All right, so over the weekend, Rory McIlroy, he had a rough weekend. Bryson DeChambeau wins the U.S. Open on a 65-yard blast out of the bunker. Great shot.
Great shot.
I mean, you're a golfer, and you look at it and you go, all right, good, well done. But understandably, Rory was a little upset. He left the premises of the U.S. Open quite early and did not speak with the media afterwards, and I think that some of the media types got a little sensitive about that, him not standing up there and taking all the bullets. And I mean, you've been in that spot where you're coming off a tough loss. You don't want to go talk to these people. I don't feel like I don't feel like the media was entitled to an answer. Rory wanted to go out there, great. If not, I understand. That's a tough spot. But there is this this hand wringing over the fact that Rory he wasn't a man and he didn't go out there and face it. Answering questions from a bunch of reporters. It's not like standing up for your family. It's a gaggle of reporters asking you why the other guy won.
Do they customarily do that at the end of a major?
I'm not sure what the
I don't remember them ever talking to the person that finished runner up or third. Or
you, I think you have to do your media obligations when you finish your round.
Oh,
and okay. then he did, and then he's standing in there waiting for what looks to be a playoff, and DeChambeau knocks the shot down, and that's that. But, I mean, you've been in that spot where you're coming out and you get a tough loss, and it's like, I don't want to stand in front of these people.
See, I've never felt that. Maybe I've not had a tough enough loss. I don't know. But, I mean, I can understand both sides. I could probably be the defense attorney or the prosecutor mm-hmm. in this one. If he had an obligation and it's mandatory and they require it, then, yeah, go do it. But if not, then maybe some understanding. That's a tough loss. That's a tough.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't have – maybe there wasn't a – we always have a little bit of a cooling off period where you can gather your thoughts and try to – you don't immediately get it. So I don't know that I can put myself in the situation he was in. But I do think what people have to maybe at least see both – the perspective of it. It's been 10 years since he's won one?
2014, yeah.
Okay, so you've been 10 years since winning one of the big ones, and you're that close. You might need a few minutes to. But did he? I saw he release.
He released a statement on social media, and fine. That's good enough for me.
Yeah,
you know, it was DeChambeau's moment. You don't have to. You don't have to sling arrows at Rory McIlroy, who I mean, played as well as he could. You know, it wasn't one of. You know, he didn't play his best round, but man, he was right there. DeChambeau won it. Congratulations to him. Move on.
Yeah.
But I think everybody, we're starting to see this more and more where they want that viral moment where you're going for a million likes and you wind up getting 30 by asking a stupid question in a press conference.
Yeah, and it's becoming harder and harder to finish second.
Yeah.
In anything. Like, he beat a whole bunch of other people. I mean, cause this is true. Open.
That's a good way of looking at it. He beat a whole bunch of people.
This is an open, so anybody could have. We could have gone out and tried out. We wouldn't have probably had very good odds to make somebody. It. People qualify for this every single year, so it is truly an open. And for to finish second, and you know that the question—I mean, I'm sure he was assuming the first question was going to be,
"How did you blow it?"
Yeah,
and
about those two missed short putts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he probably assumed what the questions were going to come, and maybe they were, and maybe they weren't. But I don't know. I would say I would have liked to have seen him have that conversation and then answer. Hey, you know what? I need a few minutes to get my mm-hmm. thoughts. I've been very close. I would have liked to have heard, but he may not have had those words. I who knows what kind of day he had, you know, leading up to it.
Right, and
know,
he's on that emotional roller coaster on the 18th where DeChambeau hits it nearly, you know, hits it into the weeds, and you're like, okay, I've got this. Then he hits, you know, a miraculous shot out of the sand. Yeah, I mean, he's on that roller coaster, and but I don't get the hand-wringing over this idea that he didn't come and face the media. Like, the media is the one that that defines all of this. All he would wind up being on the nightly newscasts is a soundbite, and if you're not in a good space to make that you probably are better off just walking away.
Yeah, over the course of a 10-minute interview, you probably would have said something that could have been truncated and made into that.
Absolutely.
But you go back the opposite to the PGA a couple of weeks ago when I don't remember which golfer said it, but it was a great line when he said, because after Scheffler had been arrested mm-hmm. and then went. They were interviewing somebody else, and he said, guys, I'm really not in much of a mood to talk. I just got beat by a guy who was in jail this morning. You know?
It's perfect. That
was perfect. Yeah. That was like, hey, I didn't have a great day today, but I lost to a guy who started his day out
mm-hmm.
in handcuffs and in jail, and he came out and shot 67 or whatever he did. And I think sometimes when you have these, you have an opportunity to take it a different way, and maybe we'd have liked to have seen him do that, but – I also know it would be really hard if you had been winning the number of – he's won, I think, 4 or 5 majors. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the number is. But to be that close again after 10 years, and that course can beat you up. I got a chance to play it one time with Coach Blair, and we could do a whole day on that playing that course with Coach Blair. But to see – I would have not thought there was any chance that DeChambeau was going to get up and down.
No, absolutely
especially
not.
With the tee ball, where the tee ball was at when he chose to knock it in there. But you know, it's when you get into golf, it's not something you win every single week. You win 4 or 5 times a year. You're the player of the year, and you're going to finish 2nd or 5th or 10th. Or, I mean, there's a lot of great players that missed the cut.
Yeah, a lot of them.
A lot of great players that missed the cut. So I hope everybody will give him a chance. But I thought his apology or his release today was pretty spot on. But I think what you're talking about is the entitlement of certain people to feel like they deserve an answer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's McLarty, tough.
Yeah, it's very tough.
That's tough.
The McLarty Daniel Hotline is 866-285-4005. Ryan in Prairie Grove is texting more 3A Mime Talk Booth Sports. Well, Ryan, it's a marathon today.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
We've been talking with CD. We've been prepping her for your arrival for about a week now.
Okay.
And I was telling her, like, when we ask questions, you can't just go full force.
Can't go right.
You got to kind of round off. You got to round off the edges. You got to talk about a few things. Ryan, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Mine's coming, I guess.
Settled. No. We're going to talk about some goofy stuff. We're going to talk about some sports. Right. But I was very curious on your perspective, and you just mentioned it about we're fans. But you work in your industry, and when things go bad. We as fans, you'll see them banging their fists. We want an answer. We want an answer. And it doesn't necessarily work that way because when I have a bad day, 12 people hear it. Mm. And then I go home. You have a bad day. It's on the SEC network and a lot of people saw it. Rory McIlroy has a bad day. It's on NBC and everybody saw it. And it lives forever. It's a lot different when you have no stake in this.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes forget that you guys are actually human. That you've gone through hell in a game that you really wanted to win. You put everything forward. You're frustrated. You're angry, and you just don't want to talk to people.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of us go home at 5 or 6 o'clock at night and don't want to talk to anybody for 30 minutes because you've had a bad day? DQ's that way. DQ, and I mean, she races out the door. She's done with the workday, right? Mm-hmm. DQ, the last thing you want to do when you get home is talk.
Kind of.
See, there it is.
Yeah, and then there's the population that says, well, that's what you get paid to do, you know, and I get that. And that's why I try to be gracious and I do try to answer as many opportunities that come along. But I always, with people that I care about, then I care what people think about them. I say, just do put that in perspective sometimes.
Yeah.
Put a little context to it that if in whatever job you have, if you had one of your toughest days, how much of that would you like to hear about? I've learned to internalize and use it as energy and as a motivator. And I think a lot of people do that, but you can't completely ignore it.
No, you
can't. It's impossible. Because I have friends text me. Even if I missed it, they'll say, hey, did you see this? Not until you sent it to me.
Thanks.
Thanks. I did not know so that had been, I did not know that thread occurred, but thanks for sending it to me because now I will read it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to be, you know, I get all of those things and it is part of what, but it is certainly not, it's not something that you ever get used to, but I hope that people will have some context and perspective, but it's okay. I get it. I have those same thoughts about other teams and other sports and it's what we do and it's the world that we're in. So let's live in the world we're in. That's fine. But I don't begrudge anybody. I don't get mad. I don't lose much sleep.
Text out of the 479 says, I have a meeting at 3. Can you get to the Mina Airport talk? We're going to do that at 5. Everybody relax.
That's coming at 5.
Yeah, we'll do it at 5 when we got everybody together.
Must be somebody from Polk County.
Probably wants to talk about the Mina Airport. There's so many things I want to talk. I read today about you that I just, you read like 800 words a minute.
I used to. I'm down a little.
Oh, like what, 790?
A few, in that range.
I can read like 45.
I used to until I got better at it.
Comprehension too?
Yeah.
Wow. How?
Just practiced. Just kept reading. The more you do anything, the better you're going to get at it. So it's.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No. I've been trying for years, and you know.
Yeah, doing it right. when you start to read, you learn about this stuff called myelin, and it's pretty. It's undefeated. It's like Rocky Marciano. It's undefeated.
Okay.
If you try to read and you practice it, you will get better at doing it.
What book are you reading right now? I know you're a voracious reader.
I read 3 or 4 at a time, but the best one I'm reading is called Same as Ever. About how things are changing around us in all aspects of our life, but there are a certain number of things that are always going to be the same. So it puts in perspective. Each person can make it pertain to their life, so that's the one I would tell you that I'm reading on a daily basis. I've got... hooked on a guy. His name's Randy Wayne White. He writes novels, kind of mystery things about the Keys down in the West, Key West, and more so in the Fort Myers area. We went out to eat with the team, and the restaurant we ate at was named after his character. And the manager gave me the first book he wrote, and it was genius marketing because he's written 25, and I bought them all because they got me hooked on it. And if you're looking for one of those easy to read through. So I try to read, you know, one that'll help me get better, one that's just for fun, and then something that's kind of current events. I try to keep going. But I used to be I used to read less than 40 words a minute at a very adult age, and I got embarrassed by it. So I got a little better at it.
Yeah, obviously. I think I'm at 40. And
you could get better.
I need to, and I need to, you know, DQ makes fun of me because I read World War II books.
She says
those are for old people.
They're history.
True or false?
They are history books.
Yeah, I'm reading.
It was the Winston Churchill biography.
Yeah,
that's a good book.
Seven volume memoir.
Oh, I haven't.
The history of World War II, basically from the end of World War I to the, basically to the Korean War.
I say this: if you enjoy reading it, read it.
Thank you.
I mean, I think that's where we've got this thing all messed up. When we're kids, we get told what to read. You know, read a book off of this list because it's in school. You know, and they need to have an approved list. And I don't know that we hook our kids on. So with our kids, we've been reading, you know, the Angry Monkey and the Paw Patrols and all those
things.
Are
you still in Paw Patrol phase?
We are on big time monster trucks right now.
Okay, now.
We are big time monster trucks.
This is another thing we're going to talk about in a little bit. Your Arkansas bingo card.
Yeah, we need to finish
that. Yeah, we're going to finish that out. We'll do that in just a little bit. But you went to a monster truck rally. You took the kids to a monster truck thing.
We did Saturday up in Kansas City, and it was everything you expect.
Bigfoot there?
Bigfoot was not there, but
and Gravedigger are the only ones.
Gravedigger
that I
was there.
Was there? Okay.
And son of Gravedigger.
Oh, he had a baby with.
Oh, there's lots of Gravediggers.
Is that like a scandal in the monster truck world?
I'm not that deep into it yet. we could ask Bowen. He would probably know, but he knows the difference between all the different ones. But he was very excited to see those live. We watched them on YouTube. We bought all the little ones to play around in the backyard and collect. But
how'd mom do
when you see him? She was great.
Okay.
She was, I think she was a little upset.
She's kind of surrounded. Yeah. She's got the three of you.
Yeah.
I mean, she's toting around three kids.
She is. There's no question.
And you know, you got to do three for you, one for her.
There's no question about that. This was actually a us thing. I think she enjoyed it as much as I did.
Okay.
The people watching was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine.
It's amazing.
Now, DQ went to Vegas and had a good time at people watching. I can't imagine what people watching in a monster truck rally is like.
Yeah, it touches both ends of the spectrum. There's no question. I'm not sure where we fell on that. But my two, between Bowen and Barrett, if you misname one of the monster trucks, like if I don't know the name and I try to pull the dad trick and just make one up, it's a problem. Massive problem.
Does Gravedigger have the heart of a Razorback?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No question.
Right.
And the eyes.
Red eye. Yeah, I love that.
All the above.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about something I wanted to talk to you about for a while here, but we're going to talk about your grandfather.
Okay.
He was a wise man beyond his years.
No question.
You keep a book of quotes from him. Mm-hmm. Some good, some we can't air.
A lot.
We'll talk about the ones that we can.
Okay.
Because I think it was fascinating when I was reading that earlier today. Got Coach Mike Neighbors here for the full 4 hours. You can call or text 866-285-4005. We're going to do some sports. We're going to do some other stuff. We'll goof around. Over under on mullets at the monster truck rally.
I'd have to get a total population of attendance and then just about half.
Okay, half were
about
mullets.
Half,
50%.
Easy, easy half.
All right, we'll continue talking. It's Ruskin and Zach Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
I have so many things I want to get to, but I found something that I'm going to ask about here in a second. Your news is brought to you by The Good Chair, because I had to have a place to sit. Get The Good Chair only at the Stadium Shop. Stop by and tell Robert Joe Bonamassa sucks.
No, he doesn't.
And you want a seat in The Good Chair. Around here, Joe Bonamassa sucks.
No, he doesn't.
For advertising purposes. People go into his store and tell him.
No, I know that he likes that, but he did text me and tell me to make sure you understand he does not at guitar. He's not a guitar. I don't care.
Your Boston Celtics are NBA champions for the 18th time in franchise history. Jaylen Brown's the finals MVP. He's an ACC legend. The Celtics knocked off the Dallas Mavericks in five games. Baseball news, Anthony Rizzo. He is out 4 to 6 weeks. Broke something in his arm, something called a radial neck. Gerrit Cole's coming back on Wednesday. He'll face the Baltimore Orioles. And Mookie Betts, former Red Sox, broke his hand with a 98-mile-per-hour fastball from a Kansas City Royals pitcher. That was rough. I like Mookie.
I love that we say he has a broken hand, but then the other one was a radial neck injury.
Well, I'm
sure it was a different terminology, but
I didn't get the whole thing on the Mookie injury. I know that I saw it happen, and caught him right here.
Oh yeah,
here in the hand. LSU coach, our former LSU coach Les Miles, suing the NCAA and LSU for hurting his opportunity to get into the Hall of Fame by vacating wins.
Has a set number. You have to win. Yeah. So, and I think that those vacated wins dropped him below it. So
he didn't go 3-18 at Kansas. This doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Your Ruskin and Zach polls are brought to you by DQ.
Okay, our first one is, when counting with your fingers, which finger do you start with? Your index finger or your thumb?
Mine's thumb.
24% of people said thumb. So y'all are 24%.
Oh, really?
75% are like me.
Of that 24%, of the 76% that count with their index finger, how many of them do not have a thumb?
I don't know.
I mean, it's worth asking.
But two people replied and said they start with their pinky.
These people need these people need to be escorted to the border and pushed into Oklahoma.
Okay. Do you actually like sparkling water? 75% of people said no, which is good because I hate sparkling water.
I'm with you.
Have you actually filled up a stamp card or a punch card, whatever you want to call it? 69% of people said yes. 31% of people are like me, and I always lose it. And what is the superior pencil sharpener? 71% agree with me and disagree with Zach is the more important thing, and say the one that's nailed to the wall.
Whatever. That it's.
Those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Go touch grass.
If you're just hopping on, Coach Mike Neighbors is here for the full 4 hours, risking doing great damage to his career by hanging out with us. But we did learn in the first hour that you were a general manager at the Blockbuster in Fayetteville in the early 90s. So if you went to Blockbuster, you probably ran into you.
That is no question. I was there all the time.
Now Robert is texting you, telling you that to let me know that Joe Bonamassa doesn't suck. But what Robert doesn't know is that you sabotaged him in the early 90s as the general manager of Blockbuster.
I didn't know we were going to cover that on air, but we can.
Well, you know, I mean, the statute of limitations is off.
Robert, I did used to come over there on Tuesdays and take a new release or two from behind the cover box and place them in non-high traffic areas. So if y'all were ever looking for a copy of, you know, Pretty Woman or something, and you couldn't find it, it was probably over there behind one of the other lesser known.
Wow.
I did that. I was trying to get a bonus. I was a college
kid. Hey, you were doing your thing. You're just college kid. Hey, that's industrial espionage to me.
I think I don't know what statute of limitations is.
I think you're okay.
I'm sure he did something to us too.
Robert is a man of integrity.
Yeah. We had a pretty healthy little rivalry going there.
Yeah, you're across the street from each other.
Across the street. They went to, you know, renting for three nights. We had to counter, and yeah, I went back and forth pretty good there until Netflix came along.
We're getting a ton of texts. Guys, pace yourselves on the Arkansas bingo card. Yes, at the fight at the Almasonic. Yes.
Yeah.
Of seeing a rock concert at Barton Coliseum.
Ooh.
These are all but guys, we're going to do this in about a half an hour.
Okay.
I need you just to pace yourselves, okay?
But just because they are actively working, I think some things like the rock concert at Barton, I'm having to kind of put some of those things together. Like, I've been fishing at Greer's Ferry and Lake Washita and Beaver. I think maybe we have to combine some of those. So see a concert at Barton. You have to have seen one at the old Fort Days Rodeo. If you didn't, probably see one there. That's where I saw Garth. That's where I saw a lot of people growing up. Night Ranger. I still have ticket stubs from some of these things. So y'all keep working, because that's a great help. That's a great one to add.
We will.
That one's made the list. Whoever sent that one in, that was
BE. And we will spend the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay, 4 o'clock.
We will fill out your bingo card. Abner has texted. Abner works in a church. He says, do you think anybody would notice if I listened to the show during this meeting? It's not one I'm contributing to, and the earbuds are small. I don't think DQ and I are qualified to.
How long is his hair?
Great, great question.
That's the only factor.
I just assume people are doing that all the time anyway. Nowadays, the people that have the earbuds in, they're probably multitasking, and you know, if they're not a vital part of the meeting, yeah, go for it.
Well, it looks like we're going to hash out this Hastings blockbuster rivalry on the air. Robert Mann's on the phone. Hi, Robert.
Oh, God. Here we go. Hey, Robert.
I never went across the street to Blockbuster, so, and we found the video.
Okay, I don't feel so bad there. I've been harboring lots of
guilt,
over the years that I had, but you never came over there. Come on, man.
No, I never went over there. I didn't have time, dude.
Okay.
I was working for Mike Irwin, and I was working at Blockbuster or Hastings. Working in 15 hours of college. I didn't sleep, man.
See, I dropped college. I dropped out. So you're a way better man than I.
I just had more time, I guess. I don't know.
We had the same amount of time.
I didn't sleep.
We have the same amount. That's one thing we all have the same amount of.
But well, no, I give up playing back then. So
it was a healthy rivalry. We had good things. We brought the best out for the video store.
Is that what we're going to?
Yeah,
you made each other better.
I think we did. I mean,
prices went up and then charged me on the return fees.
It was the height, and you know, when it's hard to explain to people these days about how you felt when you got one in the drop box.
Remember when Hunt for Red October came out and how crazy that got?
I remember it very, very well. That's one of my top – that's number two on my all-time list. So I remember – Pretty Woman was the biggest one because that was the first one came out that you could buy. See, when people – when I have this discussion, and Robert will appreciate it, those things cost us $90 to buy.
Yeah, they were really expensive.
When VHS tapes – when it was at its height, the store was paying between $85 and $90 per tape. So you had to rent the thing 30 times to break even. So that was where we used to have, you probably had a different formula than I did, but how many copies of something to buy? But yeah, when Hunt for Red October came out, but you know that feeling when one would hit the drop box and people would be lurking over there to see what came you know, and then you would have to hold it for the better. You know, you had your customers that were regulars that you knew you could make up for. I had a couple of state troopers that didn't get off till midnight, so I would always hold them a couple of copies, but.
And the one thing you did was the one movie that wouldn't rent, you go out and you pull half the cards off of them or whatever.
Yeah.
So that it would look like it was renting and everybody wanted to rent.
Then you take.
This is awful.
We did that.
This is terrible.
We all did that. Yeah.
Yeah, we all did that.
Was Dick Tracy the worst purchase you. Dick Tracy was the worst. I convinced our general man, our regional supervisor, to order 42 copies of Dick Tracy when
the Madonna movie?
Yes.
Ugh.
It came, and so, like, you know, and our rule was if they didn't all check out Friday night, like, that was a bust. Well, I talked him into getting 42 because we were killing it at the time, and I think 8 of them rented. And his office was in, I don't know if Jim Barnes is listening, Jim is still in the area. He was one of the best bosses I ever worked for, but
you know,
he said,
all joke aside, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
he
came in that night and he called me over, he goes, neighbors. And he didn't even say anything. He walked in. He stood right in front of the Dick Tracy wall because I had 42 cover boxes out there. And his office was in the back, and he came out, and he walked, and he stood in the front, and he just stood there, and I just saw him counting. And I already knew. Because I knew he was coming in. He always finished his rounds back in Fayetteville because he lived here, and he would make a rounds to the other store. And so, like, from 5 o'clock on, like, I was at the door begging people to rent Dick Tracy. Like, hey, did you know Dick Tracy came out there? Like, yeah, I know it came out.
You know, nobody cares.
Nobody cares, man.
So, so that came out originally out of Central Arkansas. I was down in the Benton area, Benton Hastings store, and that was the number one video store in their chain.
Yeah.
That place did more video rentals. But then, you know, CDs or DVDs came out, and I think I was out before DVDs really took over. I think I got out of it like in 93 is when I left.
Yeah.
I think 92, 93.
We were starting to see signs.
There's a lot that nobody knows about.
No.
We learned all about the extinct video store industry today. It's been great.
I hired a number of people to work there during my years as the general manager, who I'm still friends with to this day. We had some of the best times ever, you know, running inventory and doing different.
Well, the regional manager, and here's what's weird. I went to work, you know, running the athletic department retail operation, and come to find out the regional manager, his sister worked in the foundation.
Oh.
His name is Bart. His name was Bart. It wasn't Bart Simpson, but his name was Bart. And his sister worked over. So I used to see him all the time. I mean, we got to be good friends. We're still friends to this day.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on.
The manager of the business, the manager of the Benton store works for Walmart. I mean, it's. I'm sorry, Zach. I'll shut up.
You're fine. You're fine. We're getting all kinds of texts. Here's a text. The 682, that's Texas.
Texas.
Saying this is the absolute best conversation we've ever had. Brian at Cave Springs has texted in. Robert, he wants more Robert stories. Zach, this is epic. We do have a point of order.
Oh.
Garth played the Arkansas-Oklahoma State Fair, not the rodeo.
They're right.
Hey, that's
exactly right. But it was at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And it's,
well, you know,
you're right. It was not part of the rodeo. It was the state fair. That was good. Whoever pulled that one out. Did they see autograph there too when I saw him? I rode the Sea Dragon.
Oh my God.
Did you just bump your head on the microphone?
Autograph
open.
Oh my gosh.
I rode the Sea Dragon with the members from Autograph. You remember the Sea Dragon that did this? We saw the show and then later that night got to ride the Sea Dragon with. They are not a one hit wonder either. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay.
Turn Up the Radio was a great song, and we used to play that song. But, hey, back to Garth Brooks.
Oh, here we go.
You know, Hastings was owned by WM, Western Merchandisers, which did all the books and the music and the video for Walmart back then. Sam Marmaduke was the owner of the company. Anyway, you know, they could make – Western Merchandisers could make these artists platinum on their own.
Yeah.
And Garth played – I swear to God, he must have played every freaking national meeting that Hastings had.
Yeah.
It got to be. I got so sick of Garth Brooks.
Hearing him back in the day. Yeah. No, it was big. I still shopped at Hastings until a long time ago because I could get used DVDs, used VHS, books. The books was genius when y'all added the books. I think that was during your run over there. Did y'all add books when you were there? Yeah. Yeah, that
books,
hurt.
Music,
that hurt
video,
us.
And then we added the. Don't forget, we added the cheese dip and the shake machine.
I miss those days. I'm glad I didn't know that. I'd been over there more often. Did you?
Well, we always got busy when the movies let out because we were, you know, right there by the movie theater.
Did they give you, this was one of the, everybody asked me where my movie list came from, but it was because, you know, part of my job was to know how good these movies were. So we had worked out a deal with the cinema that they could rent free movies and I could go to free movies like during matinees and stuff. I could go over and watch the
movie.
Before they came out on video, yeah. So I saw
what a
gig. So you needed to go see Dick Tracy.
I did not do a good job scouting Dick Tracy.
Hey Tommy, I want to spend my morning at the movies to
That's
see
what
how
did.
Good they are.
It was a great
and
job.
I'm gonna expense it.
But then they started making, and Robert, you probably have copies of these. They called them trailer copies.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was
the
a big
promo
deal.
Copies.
Yeah, they would send us like before the movie came out, we'd get a trailer copy, and that was date night Friday night because I'd have a movie before it ever came out. And for people that are under 40, probably, you don't understand that when something used to be, it would be released at the theater, okay, let's say in December of 1985. Well, it wouldn't, you couldn't see that unless you went to the theater to see it. You couldn't stream it.
Right.
It wasn't coming to TV. HBO wasn't out yet. And if it was, it was going to be 2 or 3 years. So when the VHS.
Before HBO got it.
Before HBO got it. So with VHS, what we had was, you know, you had this release date. And people would count down. They would camp. We had camp.
Oh, I remember it. Yeah,
we had camp.
Jurassic Park.
Camp
when it
outs.
Came out on DVD or on VHS.
Campouts. So when we would get these advanced copies, and it would always have a little thing down the corner. This is not for and that
not
was,
for resale.
Not for resale. Not for viewing. But when that would be the big deal. Who got to take home the new release that Friday night to use as date
you
night?
You did. You're the manager.
But I spread it around to keep
up. Look, I don't want to see Dick Tracy. You can have that.
You can take one of the copies on the shelf. There's plenty
you
of them.
You guys didn't do music, did you?
No, we did not. And I was always jealous of you for that fact because I love music just as much. We went video games first, I think. Jim was very progressive in that. And we started renting video games long before anybody else did, and that became Zach's admitted he used to come in there and rent
USA basketball, Bulls versus Lakers.
Yeah.
We would do promo between stores where whoever would build the best display for this band or whatever would get tickets to the next concert or backstage passes or whatever. And I won probably. I got to meet Nelson. Remember Nelson?
Oh, yeah. Ricky's kids.
Can't live without the love and affection.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Gunner
yeah.
and.
But here's,
who's the other one?
What was the other? Gunner.
DQ, look up the Nelson twins.
Gunner was the...
Gunner, Nelson, and God, what was the other one?
I don't remember, but I can't believe
I've got a photo of Elizabeth and myself with the Nelson boys.
That was the,
from that
Robert,
era.
You'll appreciate this. That was the first song that I ever learned to do a hammer on on my guitar. Kidding. That was Love and Affection, because you know the intro, that little, there's two little hammer-ons.
Yep.
It's Matthew.
Matthew and Gunner Nelson. Okay, thank you.
That's it. Thank you, DQ. Great find.
And they Dynamite were actually dropping. Good.
Like, they were pretty talented.
They were really good.
They still perform quite a bit, and obviously that's their go-to song. But yeah, Ricky Nelson's kids. Sorry, Zach. Yeah. We've completely ruined.
It's absolutely fine. No. You have taken us right to where I need to be. So I was going to talk about the WNBA, and you know,
we can talk about that.
Yeah,
too. Robert knows about that.
This is. I would rather settle the video store wars in Fayetteville in the 90s.
It was a thing. Anybody that was up here during that time.
It was awesome.
It was great. No, we both thrived. I mean, you couldn't ever keep the new releases in over the weekends. And I think y'all were the ones that went for five. Didn't y'all start going weekly rentals or something?
Yeah, I think they went or 3-day rental, 4-day rental or something like
that. Yeah, that was a big curveball at us. We had to.
Did you ever edit a tape? Did you ever have one that got eaten and you had to go in and splice it?
Oh, yeah, I was a king splicer. Yeah, I was really good at those. That was a big deal.
Yeah, I got to learn how to do that.
You didn't want to drop another $90 on a copy that had already been rented out. Let me add one more thing.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Did y'all rent VCRs to people?
Yes. Towards the end of my time there, we started renting VCRs. I would never rent one of those.
You had to fill out more paperwork. It was driver's license, credit card, date of birth, first of kin, blood types. I mean,
had to leave a deposit too.
Had to leave a deposit, and I would always feel so bad having to sign somebody up to make them. And normally, they wanted it so bad that they would do whatever you asked to rent this VCR. They'd leave a $100 deposit and pay you $25 to rent one. And I wanted to say, just go buy one of these things. Take this $150 and just go buy one.
And no,
but I couldn't. And then the last thing I'll say, the you probably used to get stories. So on the vid made me think about this. I got a call one time from somebody who was trying to hook their VCR up, and this person thought that you didn't need a TV. They didn't understand. They were explaining it to me. They thought that the video showed on the little screen over there on the right side, like where the date and time were, and they couldn't get it to play. And when I was walking them through, I was like, okay, now what cord do you have attached to the TV? And they went, TV.
TV.
I don't have a TV. I thought all I needed was a VCR.
And it was a big tube TV.
Hey, I'm going to let you guys go. I've taken up way too much of your time.
Robert,
that means you got a customer. Go.
That's code for.
Exactly.
There you go. Code for he's got a customer. Robert, be good. It's Robert Mann from the Stadium Shop. Or what I should say is the former manager at Hastings talking to the former general manager at Blockbuster.
I learned something today as well about our friend Robert.
I am I'm respectfully requesting that when you are inducted in Springfield, I would like to induct you as the GM of the Fayetteville Blockbuster.
So when you come to the house the next time, there is right before you walk into the game room, I have a framed piece of every business card I've ever owned. From when I was an assistant coach at various places, when I was Coach Blair's director of ops, and the very first one is Blockbuster General Manager. It's in the frame. People,
unbelievable. Unbelievable. We are 20 minutes away from Arkansas Bingo Talk.
We got it done. Have we got it covered?
Oh, we are going to spend a good hour on things, and I'll let you explain the whole thing, but we've gotten some good suggestions. Guys, hold them for another 20 minutes. We actually have some business that we have to take care of, and then we'll get into that. Coach, and I'll be right back. You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach Show.
The show the experts never miss. This is Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas. And streaming on HitThatLine.com. You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at UnitedRW.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Straight up 4 o'clock, the Ruskin and Zach Show. Coach Mike Neighbors hanging out with us. EQ is here as well. And we are we're going to embark on something here that I think is going to probably dominate the hour. Now, you came in and you told me today that you were looking to complete your Arkansas bingo card.
Yeah, because I felt like I did complete it this weekend by taking my two youngest children, who are four and about to be three, to a Monster Jam Monster Truck Rally. And I've not in 55 years of my life been to a Monster. I've done Demolition Derby. I've done everything. I felt like that was the last thing keeping me from having the coverall, like all 25, like bingo. So five spots over, five spots down, with the middle one being Doug Diamond's.
At Murfreesboro.
I think everybody, it was of all ages. So, and I do understand that we need probably age groups for this, because like when I mentioned Dog Patch, like I mentioned that I've been to Dog Patch and Magic Springs, you know, that for me at 55, born in, you know, 69, Gen Xer, the Gen X bingo card, did you go to Dog Patch and did you both go to Magic Springs as well?
Right. DK, so, you've been to Dog Patch, right?
No, it was close. I will say, though, I don't want to get y'all off topic, but in Munising, Michigan, there is a restaurant that is based around Dog Patch.
Little Abner.
Really?
Yes. There's like all the characters, and it has stuff from, I don't know if it's from the park or.
Yeah.
It's a whole Dog Patch restaurant.
They may have bought it.
Okay. It's the craziest thing.
I found a piece in Mountain Home one time that was a sign, and I put it, you know, I like to collect weird stuff, so.
Guys, hold your texts.
The bingo card is...
Guys, you got to hold on, okay? Because we're starting to get texts already.
Okay.
Just hold on.
Something that not only Arkansas people, but if you've lived here more than 10 or 20 years of your life, and especially if you're from that Gen X or a millennial, like, make your own card. If you don't know what any of these things are, make your own card.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for me, I wrote on here those things, you know, and I have fished in Beaver Lake, Lake Ouachita, Lake Hamilton, Greer's Ferry. I think I've covered, you know, is there another lake I need out? I went duck hunting one time in Stuttgart. I feel like I've been to Devil's Den, been to Mount Nebo. I stayed in the Crescent Hotel at Eureka Springs.
Floor three.
The haunted floor. You know, I've been to the dog track in Memphis. I've been to the horse track in Oakland before and since. It's all of those things. So, like, you know, the things that you have done or with, so thus the monster truck came up, and I think you have to have 25 things, and I'm not sure I have 25 things, so I'm open to suggestions.
Okay,
so now you've got a few.
Now we want things that are uniquely and only Arkansas,
pretty much for a Gen Xer. But like I understand, monster trucks are not only in Arkansas, but I think when people think about. When I've traveled around, people would think that I would have attended one prior to being 55 years old. Maybe I went to one earlier in life, but I had yet to. Not that I was against it for any reason, but somebody you said texted in, been to a concert in Barton Coliseum. That was a great one.
That's what we're looking for.
We're looking for stuff like
that.
Stuff like that. If you did you to get your bingo, so. Is that enough criteria?
Yes, I think we're good here. Texter out of the 479 says, nearly or actually had a wreck on the old 71.
Yes, good one. Maybe we'll say that or got stuck behind an overturned truck. Because that changed your day.
Yeah, it did. It ruined your day because you were stuck.
How about we say drove old 71 and the pig trail, have driven and been stuck in a one-car accident that completely ruins your day.
What about watched or attended the Bozo show?
Yes. Great one. And we could probably add a couple of other maybe things to that, especially if you got chosen to throw the ping pong balls.
Went to Mid-South Wrestling in Harrison.
Not Harrison, but anywhere. So Mid-South or, yes, I'm adding that one.
Okay.
And most of them were always in an armory. I'm not sure if... Was that ask whoever sent that back? Fort Smith was the Fort Smith Armory, and I saw a number of. I used to lose sleep over Skandar Akbar. You remember Skandar Akbar?
I do.
Hey, you want to know something? I hope Jeff Brazil's listening. My buddy Jeff Brazil, he's a big wrestling fan. That guy was from like Fort Worth. I thought he was some like they built him into this character. And I thought he was from Parts Unknown, wherever that is. I used to want to be from Parts
West
Unknown.
That's West Texas.
From Parts Unknown, the spoiler or whoever. But yes, Mid-South Wrestling, that is okay. Absolutely made the list. Thank you for whoever had it.
Been to any other event than a basketball game at Barnhill?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I saw some concerts there, and that would be I do have on my list. Ben, I have attended every Razorback sporting event.
You told me that.
I've been to a swim meet. I've been to all 19 of our sports. Now, that was even before I worked there, but that was as a fan. So, Barnhill, as I'm trying to think what else they would have gone to other than
I went to a Snoop Dogg concert there.
At Barnhill?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. And from what I got there in 91. You and I were there close to the same time. But, I mean, like back into the 70s, they were having concerts there.
Yeah, I saw George Strait there, saw Tracy Lawrence and Reba McEntire there.
We're getting some repeats here. I met Greenwood Jesus. That was a little,
that's newer. Yeah, that would be maybe for our millennial one.
Millennial
edition. We're gonna have a Gen X edition. We're gonna have a silent.
The Gen X, it'll be gold, and the font will be bigger.
There you go.
So we'll make it much, much bigger.
And the windows will slide back.
Absolutely.
And forth.
Absolutely. Okay. Brent is texting the Diamond Mime in Murfreesboro. That's the free space.
That's the free. I think we've all that one is a big one. That's a big one.
Let's see here. Have you floated the Buffalo River?
I put float on here. I put Buffalo River for sure on there, and then I also put Roaring River. We used to go wading in Roaring River on the way when I was a kid on the way to Dog Patch. But
made it from Fayetteville to Alma down Old 71 in less than 45 minutes.
Ooh, well, somebody was speeding, and they were probably causing some of those wrecks we've had. But I just want to know, did they stop at Mount Gaylor and climb the tower? I mean, that might be on the list. Did you ever – but you would have to be a certain age because it's closed now. Did you climb the tower at Mount Gaylor?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's up there.
I forgot about that thing.
Or stop and eat at the sandwich spot.
Yeah. I forgot about the tower that's up there.
The tower used to stop and climb. It's Mount Gaylor, I think is what it's
called.
How about
participating in a donkey basketball fundraiser?
Ooh, big. Yeah, seen one at least. Or know what it is. Yeah. Donkey basketball is a good one.
And you're going to have plenty of these when we get attending a fruit or vegetable festival. There are a lot of those in the state.
So we probably lump that together with, like you said, different festivals. Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Tawny Town Grape Festival is one that obviously comes into.
Now, Rob says attended Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue.
Mm.
Hold on. And got arrested.
That's a different caveat. I'm not sure we need bingo for that one.
Okay.
But I think back, definitely.
Been to War Memorial when the scoreboard went out.
Ooh, I'm not sure when that happened, but I think War Memorial, seeing a football game in War Memorial's definitely got to be on the list.
Here's some. Abner wants to know what your wrestling name would have been if you'd chosen a different path.
I never had one, but I would have been masked, and I just died to be known from Parts Unknown.
What about taking 9 people into the 112 drive-in for $2 car for $2 per car?
Drive-in theater. Well, here's let's add this. You take multiple cars to the drive-in, but you go in one.
Okay.
And I had the perfect car for that. I had a 64 Chevy Impala
that you could get
8 people in the trunk. Drive-in theater, that is an absolute must-have.
Rode the train at the Little Rock Zoo.
Yep. In.
Attended a state fair. You're pretty good there. Oh, yeah. Justin points out had lunch at the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse.
That's the one I was talking about. That's the one beside Mount Gaylor.
Woo.
99-cent sandwich. Mm. You could get 8 or 9 different meats for 99 cents. That's what it is.
This would be you here. Watched Boo Theater on a local Fort Smith channel.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Say it again.
Boo Theater.
Wow. I don't know.
We'll have to get some more clarification on that.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I didn't get that in Greenwood.
Called the Hogs at an event that has nothing to do with sports.
Absolutely. So I can as soon
Kevin and Prairie Grove sent that Kevin, one. That's a good one.
I remember very vividly on our high school senior trip calling the Hogs in Dallas at the mall and people looking at us like, what are y'all doing?
I called the Hogs at a funeral.
Wow.
That was that's when I knew that maybe this thing had gone a little far.
Yeah. Well, calling them at a non-sports event, and ours was out of state, but yeah, that's a great
passion thing. Play, Eureka Springs.
Ooh, 100%.
Let's see here. You've been to Toad Suck or attended the festival?
The festival. That we need to put that on. That's on the. Let's put Toad Suck Days because it's called Toad Suck Days. I have a shirt.
This is, all right, here we go.
Toad Suck Days, Tawny Town Festival.
Didn't have class on a Friday before duck or deer season.
Fact. That is 100% true.
Okay. Let's see here. Go to a race at the I-30 Speedway on the Pulaski-Saline County line.
See, I've not done that. So if it is, if we put that on the list, I'm then we'll have to. Is it still open? Can I go do that?
I'll get you. I've never done it myself.
Still be done.
Abner says signing a petition at a Fayetteville Farmers Market.
That's great.
I think we have to lump the races together because we had Crawford County Speedway. I think you've
been to a local dirt track.
A local dirt track, maybe, and if they're still open, but yeah.
I did the rodeos.
I did Springdale Rodeo. I did.
Travis says you take the kids to Branson via the pig trail and they all throw up.
I've been one that did both of those. I've taken kids and I've been the thrower upper. Branson used to take forever. I mean, it was.
Oh my gosh. It still takes forever if you go the back way.
Well, if you go the back, but you can still get there lots easier. And Silver Dollar City, since it's across, we probably need to count that. Road fire in the hole.
Now, we need to get you in on this. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about you throwing out the first pitch. I've got some tips on this.
Okay.
Jason from Conway is texting. What about the chuck wagon races?
Yeah, I think let's put that with the festival stuff. I think we lump those all together.
Met Miss Phyllis from the PBS station.
I don't know that one.
Let's see here. This is very important. Text her on the 479. Knowing which counties are wet and which are dry.
That became more important the older I got. I didn't know what it meant for a long time. So
we wanted to take DQ out to the C4 reactor.
Okay.
Yeah. Down in it's south of West Fork, down near the Hog Eye Mall. There's another one. If you've been to the Hog Eye Mall,
yeah.
You've never been out to the Hog Eye Mall.
I've not been to the Hog Eye Mall.
I-30 is shut down. We're being told.
Well.
Have you ever driven a tractor to your school or second place of business?
Lawnmower.
Drove a lawnmower?
Yeah, we had a riding lawnmower. I used to ride around town. I used to go get baseball cards. My dad rigged up a lawnmower that said I didn't want to take my bike and drove a riding lawnmower all the way to about a mile and a half.
Have you ever driven to Mena with hazard lights on in record time?
Did P.T. Plunkett send that one in?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Let me tell you this. I made it from Greenwood to Mena in one side of Beastie Boys' License to Ill one time. that's a fact. We were flying.
That's probably 50 minutes.
Yeah. We were in, I had a Mazda 626.
Oh, look at you.
I know, right? And it took corners like they were on rails, you know, so.
What if you have a signed photograph of Bill Clinton somewhere?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I have that.
Bill Clinton, you do?
Bill Clinton's story.
I have the invitation to his inauguration that he sent my grandparents. Yeah. And then a Christmas card.
Did you ever go to the submarine races in Fort Smith? Mid-70s?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I do. I just came up with one. Okay,
we jarred one loose.
Okay. If you
guys, you guys are doing great. You can text them in on the McLarty Daniel hotline, 866-285-4005.
And again, this I hope everybody that's a Gen Xer will I can't believe I didn't already have this on my list. If you hunted for multiple hidden items from the Kisser radio days, you remember those?
Yes.
The lot when Fred Baker would get on and go, and now another clue to the location of the Kisser golden egg. And that drove, I mean, I remember crawling on my hands and knees at Lee Creek Park looking for a golden egg to win a Corvette. And I had dreams of winning this Corvette. I hope somebody else out there remembers our crawling around Ben Garin Park, and you'd have everybody would freeze when another clue came out. Literally stop in your tracks, hunted for something hidden by Fred Baker and Kisser.
This is absolutely one. If you've ever crossed the state line to buy beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta be. Yeah, a place right across the Missouri line. All right, we'll keep doing this. DQ, do I have something I need to do here?
No, not necessarily.
I love this. We'll continue this. We'll do all sorts.
Give
of
some
other,
time to catch
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we'll give,
let them catch up a little.
All right. So what we're looking for, you got kind of got the lay of the land here. 866-285-4000.
Jogging my memory too.
Keep them coming. We need as many as possible because we've got to put out a bunch of different cards. We got for different age groups.
I think we have to definitely have a Gen X and a millennial one. And then after that, I'm not even sure what we call.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.